Washington. A quarter of developing countries are poorer today than they were before the COVID-19 pandemic, highlighting a deep and uneven global recovery, the World Bank has warned. A new assessment by the World Bank reveals that many low-income economies, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa, have suffered lasting economic damage over the 6 years to the end of last year. Wars, food shortages, and weak policy responses have slowed their rebound, leaving average incomes below 2019 levels in one out of every four developing nations. The bank said global growth has slowed since the pandemic and is no longer strong enough to cut extreme poverty or generate sufficient jobs where they are most needed. Growth in emerging markets and developing economies is expected to ease from 4.2% last year to 4% next year. While the global economy has shown resilience, helped by stronger than expected performance in the United States, the bank warned that momentum remains weak. Overall world growth is projected to hold near current levels, slipping from 2.7% in 2025 to 2.6% in 2026 before edging back to 2.7% in 2027. That pace, the bank said, would deliver only modest progress. The U.S. economy is estimated to have grown by 2.1% in 2025 and is forecast to expand by 2.2% in 2026, following upgrades to earlier projections. By contrast, the euro area continues to lag, with growth of just 0.9% expected in 2025 and 1.2% in 2026. In many poorer countries, recent growth has been too weak to offset earlier economic slumps. The bank said conflict and famine have delayed recovery in several regions, leaving millions vulnerable to prolonged hardship. World Bank chief economist Inder McGill said the setbacks were not solely the result of bad luck. He said policy failures had played a significant role and warned that without reform, many countries risk long-term stagnation. Gill said governments needed to enforce strict budget discipline, encourage private investment and trade, and invest more in education and new technologies. He warned that current growth levels were insufficient to create jobs for the next generation, with around 1.2 billion young people expected to enter the labor market over the coming decade. The bank also warned that global growth over the next few years is likely to be slower than during the troubled 1990s, even as public and private debt remain at record highs.